A tax cut is on track, says the president. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures yesterday each rose about 0.6%, touching record highs during the trading day, and stock index futures are up again slightly this morning. Some market participants point to a statement by President Trump yesterday, not a tweet, but a reaffirmation of a campaign promise. Marketplace's Jed Kim has been looking into this. Jed, what did Mr. Trump say?
Well, it was a bit of a surprise announcement that the White House would be sending an outline for reforming the tax code to Congress within the next few weeks. Trump said they were, quote, way ahead of schedule, also that it would be phenomenal. Republican House members have been working on their own tax proposal, but there's been a lot of disagreement on it. And remember, the GOP's been trying to figure out what to do about repeal and replace of the Affordable Care Act. Trump recently said that might not happen until next year.
Well, what details did Mr. Trump offer on the tax cuts, and why are markets so obsessed with this?
Well, not much was in there. I guess we'll have to wait a few weeks to know more. White House spokesman Sean Spicer did say it would be comprehensive. As to why it's affected markets, that's because they're really into Trump's campaign promise of lowering corporate taxes. He had promised to bring it down from 35% to 15%. You know, that's a big reason why markets rose after the election, and this statement appears to be a booster shot for that.
All right. Marketplace's Jed Kim, thank you. Under Mr. Trump, many federal workers are facing a hiring freeze and limits on what they say to the public. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer looked into the president's relationship with public employees unions for early guidance on labor relations in general.
It's very hard to interview federal workers right now. I reached out on Twitter, contacted people I've interviewed before. Finally, I hit the street, standing outside of some of the federal buildings lining Pennsylvania Avenue, hoping to catch a federal worker to interview. My pitch went something like this.
Excuse me, I'm a reporter with Marketplace and looking to interview federal workers. Are you a federal worker?
No, thanks. I can't.
Everybody said no because they're afraid of getting reprimanded, even fired. The EPA told employees to send press inquiries to management, and it froze social media activity. The White House says there's no official gag order. Still, there's a lot of fear, says John O'Grady, a 30-year EPA employee and president of the American Federation of Government Employees EPA Council. He spoke to me via Skype.
We're living in an apprentice reality. You're fired. Yeah, people are scared, so they're not going to talk.
O'Grady says some of these frightened workers who aren't part of the union are coming to him for advice and joining the union.
A lot of them were people that I thought would never join, but they saw the writing on the wall and they said, you know, I gotta join now.
O'Grady says at least 200 EPA employees have joined the union since the election. National Treasury Employees Union President Anthony Reardon is anticipating an uptick in membership. He says maybe the Trump administration will end up making his union stronger. And he was happy to see President Trump meeting with unionized construction and manufacturing workers the first week of his administration.
I hope that is actually an indication of how he plans to deal with all unions. Many union households were very supportive of President Trump, you know, so I hope he will keep that in mind as he's dealing with unions.
Organized labor is watching how Trump interacts with public employees and how their unions respond, says Brad Hirschbein, an economist at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research.
I think everyone is paying careful attention to see if there is going to be a successful strategy or if there's going to be a strategy that kind of blows up and what to avoid.
Hirschbein says one thing is already clear. Some unions for federal workers are winners, like Border Patrol agents, who are an important part of Trump's agenda. Others, like the union representing the EPA, they're worried. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Stock in the short message and advertising company Twitter surged downward yesterday after quarterly sales came in lower than expected. Some had hoped President Trump's aggressive use of Twitter would somehow pay off more for Twitter. Listen to Twitter's stock down 12.3% yesterday. Another enterprise is experiencing a kind of President Trump-related boost. Saturday Night Live on NBC, owned by Comcast. Alec Baldwin is hosting this weekend. Baldwin's Trump impersonation has been good for SNL's ratings. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Saturday Night Live's viewership is up more than 20% from last season. Jonathan Taplin is director emeritus of the USC Annenberg Innovation Lab.
Saturday Night Live has always flourished when it has great targets to satirize.
Think Chevy Chase playing Gerald Ford or Dana Carvey as the first President Bush. Only now, NBC can serve up short clips on social media, like Melissa McCarthy playing White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer.
I would like to begin today by apologizing on behalf of you to me.
NBC makes a little money selling the ads at the beginning of those clips, says media analyst James Dix at Wedbush Securities. And higher TV ratings allow the network to charge more for spots.
You can go out and say, hey, I've got more eyeballs. Advertisers pay by eyeball, and they make more money.
Dix points out ratings are up at the conservative-leaning Fox News as well, adding polarization can be profitable. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And before we go, further evidence that Jeff Bezos wants to be everywhere. There's news his Amazon empire is launching a line of Amazon lingerie. In other retail news, it's being noted that Nordstrom's stock went up after President Trump went after the department store chain on Twitter after Nordstrom dropped Ivanka Trump's line of jewelry, citing poor sales. Bloomberg News calculates that Nordstrom's market value went up about $445 million, its biggest two-day gain in 2 months. Nordstrom closed up 2.3% at $45.55 a share yesterday. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.